Multicultural Australians from all backgrounds have contributed positively to the country and the economy. According to the Home Affairs website, around one in three businesses were started by a migrant, whether someone studied here, has a refugee background, or moved to Australia for different reasons. As a migrant herself, Minister of Multicultural Affairs, Dr. Anne Ali, says language and culture keep multicultural communities alive. The Wise Eduardo Jordan asked Minister Ali, what's the impact of multicultural communities creating small businesses?
I'll have to say it's one of the great things about having three portfolios, small business, multicultural affairs and international development, because there is a real thread that runs between all three. As I mentioned, around 34% of small businesses are started by migrants. I have to say in Western Australia, which is my home state, it's a bit higher. It's about 40%, just putting that out there. Everyone else needs to lift their game. But, you know, I think for generations, migrants have come to Australia with a strong work ethic and a real determination to make a life for themselves and for their children. And they are entrepreneurial when it comes to starting up new businesses. They are entrepreneurial and they are aspirational. And I want to take a moment just to think of all of those things out there that we take for granted, that we use every day, that actually have been started and run by migrants, right? Whether it's your local grocery store that stocks the kinds of ingredients that you need to be able to make your cultural traditional dishes, you know, your Indian grocer, your British grocer, your Arabic supply and that supplies all your herbs and spices to be able to make your traditional dishes. You know, think about hairdressers and barbers, started up by migrants that, you know how to treat. Sometimes hair can take different forms and, you know, as somebody from North Africa, I know exactly how that feels. You know, you think about all the different kinds of businesses out there that you go to that are run by migrants, and they're really quite entrepreneurial, particularly in servicing their communities for things that are culturally create that cultural connection for them and that sense of belonging for them. Very, very critical in that role, but also in other roles, in the care sector, in, you know, NDIS, in aged care, in, you know, nursing, all of those other ones as well, and therapy and all of those things. So they play a really critical role, not just in servicing multicultural communities, but in also servicing the broader community as well. And every single business, small business that I've visited, whether it's a restaurant or whether it's a grocery or whether it's a hairdresser or a barber, all of them have a really keen sense of community and their role in community, and they play a very active role in their communities.
Now, as you know, well, Radio 4EB is a multicultural community radio station. And as a multicultural Australian yourself, how important is to keep multicultural communities alive in Australia?
Oh, it's hugely important. Like, if I can just reflect for a moment, Eduardo, I was a young girl when the Labor government introduced the policy of multiculturalism. That was, you know, give the risk of giving away my age. That was in the 70s. And I remember the impact that that had on my parents when SBS first started, right? Because they were like, wow, we can watch Arabic shows on television. And having information and news and entertainment available in language made a huge impact on my family. And I know it made a huge impact on families and continues to make a huge impact on families and individuals right across Australia, because language and culture are intrinsically tied together and they're living things. They are living concepts. You know, there are so many Australians who are bilingual. I myself, I watch Arabic, Egyptian television shows consistently on my streaming services. And the difference that that has made to me in keeping up my language, first of all, in keeping up my second language, Arabic is my second language. It was my first, it's my second language. Keeping up my language, but also keeping me feel connected to my cultural heritage and my traditional heritage. And I think for young people in particular, that is such an important part of their sense of belonging and their sense of identity as Australians.
Perfect. Well, Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Dr. Anna Lee, that would be all on my side. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just to say a huge thank you to you, Eduardo, and to the wonderful work that you do here and the wonderful work that all community radio stations do. You're a really important part of the community, putting out that information and that entertainment and that news in language. It's hugely important, and I recognise that, and thank you.
That was Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Dr. Anna Lee, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.